弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。
These you brothers and sisters。
我哋开始有个祷告吓。
Let's begin with a prayer。
主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you。
你还存留我哋，叫我哋能够喺你嘅话语上边有分享。主啊，实在主你自己恩典。
Lord, it is indeed your grace, the Lord, that you keep us here, though we can have some fellowship in your word。
早晨，愿意主嚟得着我哋众人嘅心。
Lord, this morning, may you gain each one of our hearts.
安静我们里面的灵,
that you would quiet our spirits within.
赐我们恩典, 叫我们得以明白你的心意如何,
that you would grant us grace, that we would understand what is your will.
祝福这段时间,
may you bless this time ahead.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 好, 请我们来读, 几节的圣经,
let us read a couple of passages from the Bible.
但以理书二十九章第十节。
We're going to turn to Daniel chapter 29, chapter 9.
二十九章第十节。
Daniel chapter 29, verse 29.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但以理书二十九章第十节。
但以理或 Jeremiah.
耶利米书啊，讲错啊，耶利米书。
Sorry, we're going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
耶利米书二十九章第十节。
We're going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For thus says Jehovah, when 70 years shall be accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, and bring you back to this place.
但以理书，今次就是但以理书，九章一到两节。
Well, so turn to Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
但以理书第九章一至二节。
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
马代族阿恰随鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位的第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books that the number of the years whereof the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah the prophet for the accomplishment of the desolations of Jerusalem was 70 years.
然后我们读这个以斯拉记第一章第一节和第二节。以斯拉记第一章第一到第二节。
Let us also turn to Ezra chapter
1. 一到二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使得下诏通告全国，说波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
Ezra chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus king of Persia,The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all of the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
然后我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
We'll also turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
然后我们看帖撒罗尼加前书的第五章。
We'll also turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
第十一节,
verse 11. We'll read from verse 11 all the way till verse 18.
帖撒罗尼加前书5章11节到18节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 through 18.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立。 正如你们素常所行的。
Verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。But
we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction.
又因他们所作的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。
And that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another.
我又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone.
我们跳去16节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
We'll skip to verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们圣经暂时读不多。And
that will be all the scripture we'll be reading for now.
我知道教会读的这个以斯拉记。
I know that the church is now reading the book of Ezra.
但也有些人不在班里面。
But I know some of us are not in Bible study right now.
所以圣经都再重复读一次。So
I would like to, that's why we read it once again.
在不久之前，大家都来读过这个帖撒罗尼加前书后书。Not
long ago, we read through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
有机会的时候会跟大家交通一下这两卷书，以斯拉记和这个帖撒罗尼加前书，有很多相似的。
Later, I would like to share more about the book of Ezra and the book of 1 Thessalonians. There are many similarities.
但不是今天,
but not today.
刚才读过这个耶利米书,
So we just read from the book of Jeremiah earlier.
耶利米书那里神应许跟这个先知耶利米说，他们虽然已经被掳去了，以色列亡了国了，但是呢， 为巴比伦所定70年满之后，要叫他们来回归，回去这个耶路撒冷。So
there was in Jeremiah that we read that even though the Israelites were captured and in captivity, there would be a period of time before they would be brought back.
到了但以理的时候，我知道但以理是在耶利米之后的。
And we know that when we get to the book of Daniel, we know that this occurred after the book of Jeremiah.
他们要读这个耶利米书的时候，就发现原来神曾经向耶利米有过这样的应许。And
so as Daniel read the book of Jeremiah, he noticed, he found that there was this promise in Jeremiah.
但以理是在巴比伦那时已经亡了国了。 猶大已經亡了國了，他在巴比倫裏面做大官的。And
Daniel was a official in the land of Babylon after the Israelites had already lost their nation.
他就為了這件事情向神要禱告。And
because of this, he prayed to the Lord.
跟住呢，過咗好多年之後呢，我才來到剛才的以斯拉記的第一章。
And so many years pass, and then we come to the first chapter in Ezra.
果然，在神的预言里面，以后一个王叫做古列，连个名都出来了。一个古列王在那里，波斯王就下诏，就批准这个犹大人回去属神的人，回去重建圣殿。
And in fact, this occurred, and this actually happened, that this King Cyrus, his name was actually mentioned in the Bible, King of Persia, that would bring the people back from Babylon.
今日咧唔係同大家查經啊，成卷書唔可能咁查法。
So today we're not going into Bible study. We cannot study the entire book this morning.
因為我哋好多時候我哋讀呢個新約，我哋比較少讀呢個舊約。
We read the New Testament more often. We seldom read the Old Testament.
好似舊約同我哋關係唔係好大咁樣樣。
It seems as though this the Old Testament doesn't seem to have a lot to do with us.
但係咧，其實我哋無論讀新約舊約都好。有一啲嘅原則神嘅話係要我哋今天都仍然學習嘅。
Regardless of whether or not we're reading the New Testament or the Old Testament, there are principles there that the Lord can speak to us through.
以色列人喺亡國之前咧，曾經好多年嘅與呢個外敵了爭戰，結果都打唔贏仗啊！衰落，跟住亡國。
And there were many for the Israelites. There were many, many years of fighting and wars with their neighbors and their enemies. And over time, they end up losing their nation.
結果聖殿都被毀，所羅門所建嘅第一個聖殿被毀啦。
And even to the point where the first temple that Solomon built was destroyed.
不過以色列俾呢個亞述國掳咗去。
And so the nation of Israel was taken captive by the Assyrians.
南國咧，猶大咧，過咗百幾年之後咧，亦都俾亡咗國，俾巴比倫掳咗去。
And southern Israel was also taken captive by the Babylonians.
有乜可能會再翻嚟咧？仗都打唔贏，有乜可能？人都走咗，點可能再翻嚟咧
？And you can think, well, all the people were taken captive. How could it be possible that they would be able to return?
喺以斯拉記，我哋就讀到佢哋居然有一個王俾埋財物、俾埋物件、俾埋錢財你翻嚟重建。
And actually, we read in Ezra that it actually occurred that there was a king who proclaimed that. The Israelites can go back to their country and would provide all the material for them to do so.
以前打仗打咗咁耐，想保留都保留唔到，而家居然仗唔需要打，居然喺異地嚟到請佢哋翻去重建，俾埋錢財，想都想唔到嘅恩典啊！
And you can think of it, all those years of battling and warring, they were not able to hold their country, hold their nation. And yet now here is a king who would pay for them to return back home.
我哋讀以斯拉記嘅時候咧，我哋知道係講緊神嘅恢復啊。
We know
that 見證嘅恢復。
As we are reading the book of Ezra, we know it's has to do with God's restoration.
这个恢复是从哪里开始的
So where does this restoration begin?
我知道不是从人那里开始，人从来没有这样的能力能够回来去建圣殿。
We know that it does not begin with man because they did not have the ability to go back to restore, to rebuild the house of God.
我们从刚才所读的耶利米书，我们就知道这个恢复是有神的旨意在那里。事情未發生之前，神已經喺個定規預言咗啦。
We know that this beginning, as we read in Jeremiah, we know that the Lord had already promised that He already established a time that this would happen.
關乎神嘅旨意應該咁講嘅。
So in regards to God's will, we should put it this way.
好多時我哋喺度聚會咗好耐，我哋問弟兄姊妹。乜嘢係神嘅旨意啊？咁
，so and the, for us who worshipped here many years, we'll ask, well, what exactly is the will of God?
我哋好似知道，又好似唔知道，唔知點答。
And so sometimes we kind of know, we know a little, but we don't know how to answer that question.
有啲人又好熟靈嘅，神嘅旨意就基督啦，咁啊。
And so some are very spiritual. They can say, well, the purpose of God is Christ.
但咧，好似总系好似好空泛咁啊。
And yet that seems very hollow.
究竟我哋神嘅旨意系咪实际嘅？神嘅旨意 是不是可以知道的?
So God's purpose, is it very real? Is it practical? Is it something that we can know and understand?
一般来说，神的旨意可以分两类。
In general, generally speaking, we can say that God's purpose can be put into two categories.
一类呢是神一般的旨意。
The first is his general purpose.
另外一类呢就是神在个人身上边的特定的旨意。
And the second category would be God's personal purpose within each one of us.
因为我们是按着他的旨意被召嘛，所以神在我们身上边呢是有个别的旨意。
Because we have been called according to his purpose, so each one of us has an individual purpose.
为什么你要身为这个中国人呢？为什么你会在这个的地理的角度 在美国这个地方你要做工你要生活呢？
Why are you born of Chinese descent? Why were you born in this environment, this country, this environment?
为什么你会在那个工作里面呢？
Why are you doing the job that you're doing in that profession?
神的旨意在每个人的身上边都不一样。
God'sPurpose is different in each one of us.
為什麼你會活在一個基督徒的家庭裡面呢?
Why is it that you were born into a Christian household?
為什麼你是在你家裡面第一個信主的人呢?
Or why was it that you were the first member in your family to be a Christian?
你應當如何來到生活裡面如何來活呢?
How is it that you ought to live your life?
這些都是跟神在個人身上的旨意是有關係的。
And this all has to do with that individual purpose that God has in your life.
很多时候我们都不知道，不明白神在我身上边的旨意是如何。
Many times we do not know what it is that God, what is God's purpose for us in our lives.
我们需要去寻求神。
And we need to seek after God.
其实你来读这个圣经里边呢，你看圣经的人物呢，你都知道知道他可以看到的。
If you read the Bible, you can see in the people in the Bible through their lives.
無論亞伯拉罕啊、以撒啊、雅各啊、大衛啊咁。
Whether it's Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or David.
但以理啊、以斯帖啊。
Daniel, Esther.
或者新約裏邊嘅保羅啊。
Or in the New Testament, Paul.
佢哋一開始都唔知道神喺佢身上邊。
None of them knew what God's purpose was for them in their lives.
他们乃在生活的里面，一路来到活的时候，一路来到寻求神，神将他，在他身上边，这个人身上边的旨意呢，向他们来到慢慢来开启。
It was in their living, their daily lives, living, seeking after God, that the Lord revealed himself to them.
所以跟我们一样的。
So it's similar to us.
我们都是对神的旨意在我个人身上我不大明白。
That God's purpose in our lives, sometimes we don't understand what it is.
但是呢，确实是可以知，可以寻求的。
But the fact is that it is something that's knowable, it is something that we can seek after.
但今天我们重点不是交通这个。
That's not the main point that we will be sharing on this morning.
因为你要明白个人要明白神在你身上什么旨意如何呢？一个很重要的点就是你需要奉献。
That if you want to know what God's purpose for you in your life, you need to be sanctified.
你愿意为着知道神的旨意在你身上如何，你都付上这个代价。
That you need to pay a price and be consecrated.
付上代价。
And to pay a price and offer yourself up.
神呢会容让你慢慢知道你身上什么旨意是如何。
And then the Lord will show you what his purpose for you in your life is.
好，讲紧个人身上咩旨意，然之后咧，神咧有一般嘅旨意。General.
So we just spoke of the individual purpose God has for us, and then we can speak now on the general purpose of God.
今日咧，我想同第一点就想同大家讲神嘅一般嘅旨意。
So the first point I would like to make today is God's general purpose.
头先我开始读嘅时候神向这个先知耶利米来宣告回归的事情。
So we read earlier from Jeremiah about the return of the Israelites.
这个是神一般的旨意。
This is God's general purpose.
神的一般的旨意呢是可以知道的，是明确的。
It's clear. It's something that can be known.
譬如神在创造里面的旨意。
For example, what is God's purpose in creation?
Will.
God's will in creation.
因为这个旨意呢在原文里面有可以译做旨意 will 或者译做这个目的 purpose。
So in the original text and translation, it can be either God's purpose or God's will.
在创造里面神有他的旨意。
In creation, God has his will.
神也都有拣选的旨意。
He has his will in his predestination.
神拣选雅各，不拣选以扫。
God chose Jacob and not Esau.
神有在这个以色列人里面的旨意。
God has his will on the people of Israel.
都在这个以色列国有一个旨意。
And he has his will on the nation of Israel.
来到新约，神在教会里面有他的旨意。
And in the New Testament, God has his will for his church.
这些一切一切圣经里面全部有经文讲到清清楚楚的。
Now all of these is very clearly stated in scripture.
不需要寻求。
Now we do not need to seek.
那是经文里面已经圣经里面跟我们讲到清楚了。
That in scripture it tells us very clearly.
但早晨呢没办法将所有经文告诉你听。
But we do not have time to go through every, all of scripture.
譬如讲教会啊，讲教会啊。
For example, we'll just say, regarding the church.
好像以弗所书三章十到十一节。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11.
为要藉着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这个是照神从万世以前在我主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Verses 10 to 11, in order that now the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly, the all various wisdom of God according to the purpose of the ages which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我只是举一个例子，其实刚才所提的还有神在家庭里面的旨意。
So that's just an example. There's also other examples of God's purpose for the family.
你在社会上面，神在社会上面生活的各样的旨意，好像如何作仆人，如何作主人。
And there's an example of how you ought to live as a servant or in your job, in your daily life.
还有神永远的旨意。
And there's also the eternal purpose of God.
就讲到将来的。
And that speaks of the future.
所以记得嘛，上个一两个月，大家交通过主的再来。
If we recall a couple of months ago, we shared on the return of the Lord.
以色列犹太人怎么样在七十年期满之后能够回归建圣殿？
How was it that the Israelites would be able to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple after 70 years?
将来神也都要照着他所启示的一切，按着他所定规的要再回来。
Likewise, those who he have called according to his purpose will return.
是吗？这个是讲完将来的。
This is speaking of the future.
我们必须在个人活进神的旨意当中有学习。
That we need to be able to learn our lessons on how to live within God's will.
然之后呢，这个能够配合神一般的旨意。
And then that will be in alignment with God's general will.
叫我们也都能够活进神一般的旨意的里边。
And therefore we are able to enter into God's will.
这些所有刚才讲一般的旨意这么多种，但是这些一般旨意全部都可以知的。
And we just mentioned so many different aspects of this general will of God, but we can know all of these.
我个人的神在我个人身上给你知，这些合在一起，其实呢一切都在基督里。
that when we take our individual purpose of God's will for us and we put it all together, it all comes together in Christ Jesus. And so therefore that's why we say that God's purpose is in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, we would not know what it is when you say it with, in such a lofty ways. We wouldn't know what it means. Now, if we're not to know, we not understand what God's will is, then what are the consequences?
你猜, 神会说我们是, 啊, 什么人呢?
How would God see us? What type of people will we be to Him?
啊, 我们看一节圣经很重要, 以弗所书, 5章17节,
Let us turn to a passage in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. It's not me saying this, it's scripture.
如果我们不明白神的旨意呢, 啊, 神说我们什么人呢?
What is it that God says we are if we do not understand the will of the Lord?
不要作糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何?
For this reason, be not foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord.
啊, 意思是说呢, 啊, 神 的旨意是可以明白的,
meaning that the will of God can be known.
啊, 如果你不明白神的旨意的话呢,
it can be understood, and if you do not understand it,
啊, 你是什么? 糊涂人。
What does that mean of you? It says here that you would be foolish.
哇, 中文说得都挺客气啊。
It's nicely put in the Chinese.
啊, 如果说清楚呢, 这个叫什么? 愚拙人, 啊, 笨人, 蠢人, 啊。
If you were to put it a little bit harsher, it would say you would be dumb or...
嗱, 如果你去读旧约的时候呢, 旧约讲亲foolish这个字呢, 就是讲那些真的很差的人, 那些不信的人, 敌对主的人, 都是用foolish这个字的。
If you recall in the Old Testament, each time it's used of those who are enemies of the Lord, they're described as being foolish.
啊, 敌挡神旨意的人, 这些是foolish的。
All those who are against the will of God, all these are foolish.
啊, 好了, 咁, 意思呢, 刚才说了, 一般的旨意, 个人的旨意, 啊, 一般的旨意都是可以明白的, 啊。
So we spoke on individual will of God, the general will of God, and this is all something that we can't understand.
神又跟我们说,这个是可以明白的, 你都愿意你们明白的。
And God tells us this is His will is able to be understood, and He would want us all to understand.
究竟同我明白了又怎样呢?
So now that if we are to understand, then what's the big deal?
原来神要我们明白神的旨意呢, 不单只是叫我们知道, 因为大家都可以读圣经, 个个没心去读圣经, 都可以知道的。
And if we all read, spend time reading the Bible, we can all know and understand the will of God.
知道了,那又怎样呢?
So now what? After we know the will of God, then what do we do?
读了圣经就不foolish了,就不糊涂了。
Now we've all read the Bible, and so we are no longer foolish.
希伯来书10章36节是这么说的。
And it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36.
你们必须忍耐,使你们 行完了神的旨意,
it says, For ye have need of endurance in order that, having done the will of God, ye may receive the promise.
哦, 原来知道神的旨意呢, 是叫我们去行他的旨意。
And so, once we know of the will of God and understand it, we need to do it.
我们都, 晓得主耶稣在地上曾经这么说,
And we know that the Lord Himself, while He's here on earth, said this.
啊, 凡称呼我主啊, 主啊的人呢, 都不能够进天国, 不能够都进天国, 唯独遵行我父旨意的人呢, 才能够进去。
That not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
啊, 要遵行神的旨意。
That we must do the will of God.
不是只是读神的旨意,
not only to read or to know the will of God.
啊, 还有哪些是主耶稣基督的兄弟姊妹呢?
And who are the brethren, the brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus?
凡遵行我天父旨意的人, 就是我弟兄,
Whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and mother.
所以我們看見神的意思明白了之後，所謂明白神的旨，原來叫我們去遵行祂的旨意。
So we see that, once we know the will of God, we need to do the will of God.
但遵行神的旨意，我們知道我們信了主之後，知道是需要付代價的。
But we know that when, if we are to do the will of God, we need to pay a price.
我們的主耶穌基督因著遵行神的旨意的緣故，上十字架。
And for the sake of doing the will of God, our Lord Jesus Christ went on the cross.
回到他們復復聖殿的這個回事，we
come back to the matter of rebuilding the temple of God.
但以理在這個他是三朝的元老，你如果讀聖經的時候，你知道是三朝元老。
If you recall that Daniel was an official for three kings during his time.
尼布甲尼撒將他們掳了去之後，他在那裏已經做高官了。And
so during the time of when Nebuchadnezzar had taken captive the people of Israel, he became an official there.
大利烏王都是巴比倫王朝的時候，他亦都在那裏。
And during the time of the Babylonians under King Darius, he was second in command over that time period. Perhaps everyone we don't know.
你哋讀《以斯拉記》嘅時候咧，就睇見以斯拉啊，睇見啊啊啊呢幾個嘅省長嚇，所羅巴伯。
So you see, during if we read it, Ezra, we see that this governor Zerubbabel.
和以斯拉，and Ezra. 你知唔知道嚟到以斯拉記嘅時候，但以理仲喺嗰度噶？
You know that during this time of Ezra, that Daniel was still there, alive.
知唔知道啊
？How many? Do we know that?
唔緊要，翻去揾下。It's
okay. We can go back and study the Bible and see where it is that says that.
大享亨通啊！喺嗰個時候都仲大享亨通，但以理喺嗰度。
That Daniel was still living during that time. He was doing well.
好，但以理一個大官，有一日佢睇見耶利米書，讀到哎呀，70年期滿。
You see that Daniel during that time he reads, oh, that 70 years will be complete.
70年期滿之後就要回歸啦。
And after these 70 years are complete, we are to return.
聖經記載他為這件事情來禱告。
And the Bible records for us that it says that Daniel, because of this matter, he prayed to the Lord.
你說沒什麼特別啊，他禱告。
And you can say, well, that's not such a big deal, praying.
這個禱告記載在但以理書裡面，差不多半篇，半章的聖經，一章的聖經。
This is recorded in the book of Daniel, almost half a chapter.
但如果你留心讀聖經的時候，that
if you pay attention as you're reading,
這個剛剛就是大利烏王作王的時候的第一年。And
this was during the first year of Darius, King Darius.
其他的總長眼紅但以理。And
we recall that all of these other high-ranking officials were jealous of Daniel.
所以呢，佢哋咧就喺但就同呢個王進言，30日之內咧，如果有邊個人咧係唔拜王，淨係拜其他嘢咧，就捉佢，要懲罰佢咁樣。And
if you recall that they passed a law saying that if anybody during this 30-day period pray to anyone other than the king, that they would seize that person.
但聖經裏邊記載咧，但以理知道呢件事情。
But the Bible records that Daniel knew of this plot.
他知道王下了命令，蓋了玉璽的了。That
we know that he knew of this this plot against them, that the king had already put his official seal on it.
他仍然照舊開住窗户，一日三次向耶路撒冷來禱告。
Yet he still, with his window open, openly prayed three times a day towards Jerusalem.
我相信佢其中嘅禱告咧，包含咗催促阿神，提醒神有個咁嘅應許。
I believe that one of his prayers must have been to the Lord to hasten the 70 years to be complete so that they could return. Daniel knew what the results would be. That he would be tossed into the lion's den. And he did not know whether or not it was that the Lord would save him. Of course, we know later that the Lord, that God sealed the mouths of the lions. But when he made that decision to pray, it was
a big price.
It was a big price that he had a cost to him. His job. He was second in command of the whole country. And because he entered into the will of God, he saw the will of God, and he was willing to pay a price for the will of God. He was even willing to pay the price of his own life.
我们可以说,我知道了,但和我没什么关系,70年之后的事情,我都不在了。
You can say, well, I know of this thing. It doesn't have anything to do with me 7 years later. Or I can give this book and hand it off to someone else to read.
你去祷告吧,你是small potato. 你死了都不要紧, 我是number two.
Why don't you go pray for this? If something happens to you, it's no big deal. I'm the second in command of the entire kingdom.
是吗? 这个附加, 这个代价实在太大了。
This cost would have been too great.
但是呢,他可以知道他不进入这个旨意的里面。
He could have known the will of God, but he could have chosen to not enter into the will of God.
明白吗? 我们可以知道,但是我们不在这个旨意的里面,将自己摆进去。
So do you understand? We can know the will of God, but we can choose not to enter, put ourselves into the will of God.
所以圣经说,你要明白神的旨意。 不要做糊涂人,
and so the Bible tells us to do not be foolish, but to know the will of God, know the will of God, and to do the will of God.
好了,这个是一个例子,其实圣经里面很多例子,人如何将自己摆进神的旨意里面,
and this was one example, and there are many examples in the Bible of how there are those who are willing to put forth and pay the cost of entering into the will of God.
为什么要跟大家, 交通, 主再来呢? 上一次,
so why was it the previous time that we wanted to share about the Lord's return?
不单止我们好奇, 世界上的人都很好奇。
Not only are we, because we're curious of the Lord's second coming, the entire world is curious about that. That's why you see even Hollywood movies regarding this return.
但是呢,他那些人好奇呢,真的好奇,他们呢,并不将自己放进神这个永远之的当中。
And for those people, they are just curious, but they do not put themselves into this will of God.
但我们属神的子民,我们知道了将来要发生的事情,因为神已经预言了。But
for us who are the people of God, we know that this is what God has promised, prophesied, then we know.
不单止要我们知道,也都是要我们将我们放入这个旨意的当中。
Not only do we know, but we want to be placed into this will.
对于帖撒罗尼加教会来说,这个是一个很年轻的教会。
If we recall this church at Thessalonica, it was a very young church.
保罗只在那里有三个安息日,传讲耶稣基督是主,并且他要钉十字架,从死里面复活,就离开了。
That Paul only spent three Sabbaths time there to share on the that Jesus came and died. Jesus Christ is Lord. That he died and 3 days later he resurrected. This is recorded in Acts chapter
17.
So this church in Thessalonica, they had they learned very well in the lessons of love
and faith.
But they were not too familiar with the matters of the Lord's return.
So,
Paul wrote to them the first and second the letters to the Thessalonians and first and second Thessalonians regarding the Lord's return. That if we do not know the matters regarding the Lord's return, why do we need to suffer the way we do today? Why is it that we must love one another? We know it's not easy to love one another because many are not lovable. So if we don't see the hope of the return of the Lord, then it will be very difficult to continue to live in the church. So when we get to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 near the end,
他就讲到讲完主再来之后呢, 就劝我们要警醒, 并且我们应当如何在主面前来活, 等候, 好好, 等候耶稣基督的第二次再来。
And so therefore it tells us how we ought to live and wait upon the return of the Lord.
这个跟以斯拉记有什么关系呢?
How is this connected with Ezra?
在以斯拉那里, 就是讲到要建造。
In Ezra it tells us about rebuilding.
他们建造圣殿。
They are to rebuild the temple.
我们知道最初圣殿的最初的原身是会幕。
We know the first manifestation of the temple was the tabernacle.
是神吩咐他们的，你要为我做这个圣所，叫我可以住在你们的中间。
It was God's commandment that you are to build for me a sanctuary that I may dwell among you.
到了大卫的时候。
And so when we come to the period of David,
大卫住在王宫里面就想,哎呀,我住王宫,神居然没地方来到落脚。
And David thought to himself, well, I live in a palace, yet the house, God has no place to dwell.
神的约柜反而在这个幔子里面。
And the ark of the Lord is here behind a veil.
第一个会幕是神起义的。 第二个圣殿，第一个圣殿是大卫体贴神的心起义的。So
the first the tabernacle was in the mind of the Lord, and the first temple was from David.
然后第二个圣殿呢，那是神起义要恢复的。头先讲过预言，系嘛？系神起义要恢复的。And
the second temple that is to be rebuilt was it of the mind of the Lord.
无论会幕、圣殿都好，好多人力物力。
Whether it was the tabernacle or a temple, it required a lot of resources.
尤其是第一个圣殿，金碧辉煌。
And especially that first temple, it was very grand.
但呢，后尾呢个圣殿啊。 没了,
but what happened at the end? This temple was destroyed.
第二个圣殿呢,
the second temple is this one that they are to rebuild. So what happens?
我知道主后70年都没了,
we know that after another 70 years, we know that it too was destroyed.
但你話唔係喎，佢哋起聖殿嘅時候未知道要毀滅喎，所以都好俾心機起㗎。
You can say, well, they didn't know it was going to be destroyed, so they spent a lot of time and effort to rebuilding it.
其實咧，當神啟示俾但以理啊，知道啊要回歸，要建造耶路撒冷，建造聖殿嘅時候咧，但以理已經知道啦。
But in fact, Daniel, when he had already known what's going to happen, even when he first discovered the rebuilding of the temple.
当神启示给他,
when God revealed to him regarding the rebuilding of the temple.
神启示给他70年回归之后呢，跟着神启示给他听说，那个62个7，那个时候就讲到，受膏者必被剪除一无所有啊。
That when God revealed to Daniel about the rebuilt temple, he would also reveal to him how it would be destroyed.
必有一王的民要毀滅這個城和聖所。
It would be destroyed, the city and the sanctuary.
至終必如洪水沖去。
And at the end, therefore, shall be with an overflow.
這裡在但以理書9章26節。
This is found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26.
你話如果唔知道呢個聖殿要被毀壞嘅，我好俾心機建啊。但以理知道啊。
Daniel already knew that this temple would be destroyed.
哇！我而家為著呢件事情禱告啊，但係咧，原來咧被回歸耶路撒冷啊，建成耶路撒冷，包括城之後，以後會冇咗嘅喎。
And this is something that Daniel prayed to the Lord.About, but he knew already that they would go and rebuild it, and again it would be destroyed.
我現在將我條命都擺上去，值唔值得啊？
And so, is it worth me putting up my life for this event to happen?
如果我唔知道還好，知道，但係佢仍然將佢命擺上去。
If I didn't know about it, that would be much better. But even knowing that Daniel was willing to put up his life,
因為呢個係神嘅旨意。
Because this was the will of God.
今日我哋如何呢？
What about us today?
今日我哋所行嘅路咧係窄路嚟嘅。
Today the path that we walk is a narrow path.
係會你去啊，你傳福音好，你為主作見證好，要受人嘅恥辱啊，被人拒絕。
That if you were to preach the gospel, you would be ridiculed today.
你去為主作見證啊。
That if you were to go and be a witness testimony for the Lord,
被人看小的,
you would be looked down upon.
並且呢, 我就知道呢, 我所傳的福音, 你傳十個都未必有一個人能夠信。
And we know that you share the gospel with 10 people, not even one would believe.
聖經明明說的,
the Bible even tells us that.
人子來的時候, 還遇見有信德的人嗎?
That when the Son of Man comes, will there be any still to believe?
人遇見地上邊有信德嗎?
Will he encounter any that on this earth that will believe?
咁我仲去做
？Then why would I even bother？
但系唔系咁样啊。
But that is not the case。
但以理仍然系咁去做。
Daniel still went and did what he did。
究竟点解呢啲人手所做嘅全部都要毁坏？神还要人摆上呢个代价去行佢嘅旨意咧
？So why is it that God, knowing that everything would be destroyed, why would He still want people to put forth？
原來呢啲物質嘅殿可以被毀
，because these temples made of earthly things
啊可以被毀壞
，that can be destroyed
啊，但係咧原來神所要嘅咧係人
，but what God really wants is man。
但以你喺神面前所擺上嘅，神紀念到永遠。
That what Daniel put forth, God remembers for eternity。
照樣嘅。我哋願意行喺神嘅旨意裏面，我係為神所擺上嘅，係存到永遠。
That if we too are willing to put forth and offer ourselves, Lord, the Lord will remember forever.
好得意嘅，如果你有心機去睇但以理書嘅時候咧，你就發覺一件好奇妙嘅事情。
That if you read the book of Daniel, you'll find something very interesting.
當神將呢個70年期滿回歸嘅事情啟示俾但以理之後。
That when God revealed to Daniel this matter of the completion of the 70 years,
但以你見到呢件事，將自己條命擺上去，你要禱告。
And then Daniel put forth his life, put his life in danger to pray.
之后呢, 神差遣天使长呢, 跟他讲到以后, 去到启示录里面的事情啊。
And it was after that he God sent an angel to reveal to Daniel all the things all the way through Revelation.
但你只是求主速速成就这件事情在那个认罪悔改，神的心比摸着，神要建立但以理，这个是我的朋友，神忍不住，将以后所要发生的事情跟大以理讲。
That all Daniel wanted was to pray to the Lord for the completion of that 70 years, but yet it touched the heart of God that he said, Daniel, this is my friend, I want to reveal to him all the things of to come.
所以但以理书呢,
Therefore, that's why we see the book of Daniel is considered the Old Testament version of the book of Revelation.
但神叫他封住这个异象，只是给你知道，不要讲。
But he only told Daniel to seal this revelation and not tell anyone.
可以讲的就讲，好，神叫有啲你要封闭住。
That what can be said, I shall tell you, but what needs to be kept closed, then seal it away.
系啦，就净系俾但以理一个人知道。
That God only revealed it to Daniel himself.
所以咧，但以理书系一本封闭嘅启示录。
So we see the book of Daniel is a sealed a book of Revelation. And when we come to the New Testament, the book of Revelation is an open revelation.
好了，神所要的是但以理。
Because we see what God really was after was Daniel.
来到以斯拉记。
So now we come to the book of Ezra.
这帮人离开故土，离开巴比伦，回去来到基甸。
That these people were to leave Babylon and return to rebuild the temple. But at the end, even at the end, this temple would be destroyed again. That if they read the book of Daniel, they too would have known. But yet, why would they go back to rebuild the temple? To offer up themselves.
你读到第二章的时候，就睇见神一个一个嚟去纪念呢啲嘅人，数点佢哋。
You see in the book of Ezra, chapter 2, that you see each name recorded and remembered by the Lord.
神纪念呢啲嘅人。God
remembered these people.
呢啲人所作嘅，乃系神纪念直到永远。That
what these people did, God remembers for eternity.
神要嘅系人，胜于呢个殿。
What God wants are people over the temple.
所以人将自己摆喺这个神嘅旨意嘅里边，嚟到放上自己嘅时候咧，神纪念嘅，唔会呢个唔会过去嘅。So
when people are willing to place themselves, put themselves into the will of God, this is not going to pass. This is something that God will remember.
好啦，到我哋啦。So
now it comes to us.
旧约连上新约。So
the Old Testament connects to the New Testament.
彼得前書2章5節我哋好熟。
We are very familiar with 1 Peter chapter 2.
你哋嚟到主面前呢，都係似活石，被建造成為靈宮。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, yourselves also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house.
做聖潔嘅祭司，藉著耶穌基督奉獻神所悅納嘅靈祭。
A holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
原来今日神的殿是我们，我们是一个一个的活石。
In fact, today, the temple of God, that's us. We are these living stones.
所以我们读到旧约，我们必须连上新约。
So when we read the Old Testament, we need to connect it to the New Testament.
以弗所书告诉我们，我们都是同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的。
And in Ephesians, it tells us we are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
我们再往前看,
and if we continue to move forward,
去到启示录,
all the way to Revelation,
看见新圣城耶路撒冷从天而降,
and we see that new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
预备好了,好像什么? 好像新妇装饰整齐,等候丈夫。
Prepare as what? Prepare as the adorned bride.
系啦，所以我哋就睇原来从会幕去到圣殿 来到新约的教会，我们成为辛苦，成为灵工，哇，再往前看，原来是什么神要的，是什么天上边的耶路撒冷，是属灵的。
What do we see all the way from the sanctuary, the tabernacle to the temple and to the church? What does the Lord, what is God wanting to see? He wants to see the new Jerusalem.
好了，我们今天知道了很多，从旧约一路去到将来都晓得了。
So we know a lot now. We see all the way from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament.
我们现在活在主快来的这一段日子当中。
We are now living in the days that the Lord will return soon.
我应当如何作呢？如何将自己放进遵行神的旨意当中？
How are we to enter into the will of God?
咁我嚟祷告会祷告啦。
Well, you say then, well, I'll go to prayer meetings and I'll pray.
好嘅，系好嘅。
That's good.
但系你要知道，我哋喺祷告会里边嘅祷告咧。不是好像但以你咁连名都摆上啊！哇，如果你话你祷告完之后入狮子坑，我谂啊，十个里边可能走剩一个啊。
But I know that
点解人话冇啊？
But you need to know that our prayer meetings now are not as as it was in the days of Daniel, where if you come and pray, you're going to be tossed into the lion's den. If that were the case, then nobody would show up.
但就视乎我嚟祷告系咪喺。就在祷告里面祷告主啊我愿你来或者麦饼当中主啊我愿你来就是这样我们放入这个神的旨意当中。
So how is it that we would enter into the will of God if we just simply, is it by just praying, oh Lord, may come quickly, Lord come quickly, is that all that we need to do?
这个是好的但不是全部。
This is a good start, but it is not everything.
所以我们来到帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
Then we come to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
那里就教导我们好像帖撒罗尼迦教会如何活着等候主来。
How that the church in Thessalonica waited, how they lived and how they waited upon the Lord's return.
我们打开五章我们来看一看好吗
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
前面嗰句咧，冇時間講啦，教導我哋要警醒嚇，要警醒。
So we won't be able to share on the first part is how we ought to be alert.
教導我哋要警醒。
Teaching us to be on alert.
第十一節開始。
But we'll begin with verse 11.
所以你們該彼此勸慰，互相建立。
Wherefore encourage one another and build up each other, even as also ye do.
呢個互相建立咧，就係建造。建造圣殿嗰个建造。
And so when it says here to encourage, build up one another, it's building up, rebuilding that temple.
这个字呢，亦都系同造就呢个字系同一个字嚟嘅。
And it's also the same
edify.
To edify.
系啦，喺原文系一个字嚟噶，建造、建立、edify, 彼此造就，都系同一个字嚟嘅。
And in the original text, all these are the same, build up to edify.
我们如何来到被建造呢?
So how are we to be built up?
刚才不知道大家有没有留心我读了那几节圣经讲到建立建造呢都是讲被建立的互相建立被建立被建造的。
If you notice earlier in regards to being built up, we read several scripture about using that word, and it was all in regards to being built up.
被建造成为灵工。
That we were being built together for a habitation of God.
被建造成为神圣灵所居住的所在。
We are, First Peter, are being built up as a spiritual house.
被建造成为灵宫。另外呢，腓立比书嗰度被建造成为神圣灵居所。
And we are being built up as a habitation of God.
所以呢，你去读新约圣经啦，讲亲呢个被建造嘅，有一次建造嘅时候呢，都系讲被建造嘅，唔系我自己去建造嘅。
It's not, whenever you see the word built, you see it being built. It's not you're building it yourself.
當然好像起聖殿, 你是活石, 是吧? 你是被建造, 誰建造啊? 是主建造。
Just as we are living stones being built up. Who is the one building? It's the Lord.
所以你知道, 教會呢, 不是你建造, 不是我建造, 那是主自己建造。
Now we know that the church is not you building it or me building it, it's the Lord building it.
按着神的旨意建造,
according to the will of God,
being built,
not being built according to what I like.
並且被建造呢,
and if you are being built, that is passive.
很多東西是你沒辦法控制的,
a lot of things that you have no control over.
難怪有很多意想不到的難處, 我因為要帶出見證, 在工作當中, 在家庭當中, 在教會當中, 我遇到很多的難處。
That's the reason we encounter so many difficulties sometimes, whether it's at home or it's at work when I have to share the gospel.
神叫萬事互相效力, 叫愛神的人得益處。
That God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God.
你以為這些是好事啊? 有時是難處來的, 但要叫我們得益處。
You might think, oh, this is a good thing, but oftentimes it is a difficult situation, but it's for our benefit.
叫你被建造,
that you may be built up.
還叫你凡事謝恩,
and so that you would give thanks always.
這是神在基督耶穌裡面所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
凡事謝恩,好事就謝恩,不好事都凡事謝恩。
So we give thanks in all things, not just the good things.
因為這些都是透過耶穌,因為你在基督裡,所有的這些事情都是經過耶穌基督臨到你的身上。
And because you are in Christ Jesus, and all things that come to you have been through Christ Jesus.
十一節說,所以你們應該彼此勸慰,互相建立。
And so it tells us in verse 11, wherefore encourage one another and build up each one of the other.
第十二節就告訴我們,開始就告訴我們,怎樣彼此建立。
And so verse 12 beginning, it will tell us how to be built up.
一直到第十八節。
All the way until verse 18.
我們很多時讀到第十八節, 我們就以為十八節那個講到, 這個是神在基督耶穌裡向你們所定的旨意, 我們成日就由第16節開始讀, 常常喜樂不住禱告凡事謝恩, 因為這是神在基督耶穌裡向你們所定的旨意。
So oftentimes when we get to verse 18, we'll start from verse 16, reading all through that, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks.
其實呢, 是從第11節開始。
But in fact, it begins with verse 11.
從第11節開始, 一路, 這個都是神,
that from verse 11 on, all this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
好, 我们看第12节。
Well, let's start with verse 12.
怎么样彼此建立?
How is it that we are to be built up?
在以斯拉记里面呢, 你就发觉呢, 神激动人心, 在里面呢, 有一些的领袖出来。
We see that in the book of Ezra that the Lord stirred the hearts of the people, and then there were some who were leaders.
這裡也講到一些領袖,
and here too it speaks of some who are leaders.
在教會裡面的建立, 要彼此和睦, 神就講到, 我勸你們敬重, 在你中間勞苦的人, 就在主裡面治理你們, 勸戒你們, 又因他們所作的功, 用愛心格外尊重他們。
Starting from verse 12, that we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them highly in love because of their work.
啊, 他這裡不是叫你敬重有地位的人。
Here it doesn't tell you to appreciate those with status.
啊, 如果是這樣說, 我, 你以為今天我是叫你們講我, 不是講, 他都沒有講說要有地位的人, 沒有講啊。
It has nothing,
有什麼職事的人, 沒有說啊,
it doesn't have anything to do with status or position. So don't be confused. I'm not speaking of myself today.
哦, 他說你要敬重那些嘛, 在你中間勞苦的人。
It says, appreciate those who diligently labor among you.
就在主裡面治理你又還不是說,你帶領狗還不是說你,聽下來先啊。
And it says, but if it says, when I have charge over you and the Lord and give instruction, well, isn't that talking about you then? That must be you.
嗯,不是。
No, but no, it's not.
勸戒你們的, 治理你們, 勸戒你們的,
To give instruction, to admonish.
好,嗱, 我們逐個字看啊,
Let's look word for word.
這個敬重這個字呢, 在譯本裡面呢, 是 know, 知道。
So this word admonish,
不是,我勸你們敬重這個字啊, 這個第十二節,
verse 12,
to know.
So in the original text, it's in verse 12, it says to know.
這個知道呢, 包括意思呢, acknowledge, 認同, 認知,
So to agree with, to acknowledge.
去 appreciate, 去 賞識,
Or to appreciate in a different translation.
最基本呢就是 to know. 你怎麼知道呢? 你抹眼睇。
But most basically what it means is to know.
是啦, 你要知道哪些人呢? 那些人不是有職份的人, 他沒有講職份, 在你中間勞苦的人。
Just to know those who labor among you, not speaking about status or position.
哪些是在中間勞苦的人呢?
So who are the ones who labor among you?
他說, 就是在主裡面治理你們的人。
Those who lead among you.
是啦, 意思就是在主裡面帶領你們的人。
Those who in the Lord lead.
是啦, 帶領哪些是帶領啊?
So who are the ones that are leading?
你知道在帖撒羅尼加教會的時候,三個禮拜, 保羅就走了。
You know in the church of Thessalonica, three weekends and Paul had already left.
他們有沒有長老啊?
Were there any deacons? Were there any elders?
沒有啊。
No, there were not.
但主在他們當中興起一些人。
But the Lord raised some people among them.
你們要抹大眼看啊。
So you open your eyes to know.
你們去因他們的勞苦,你們要留心啊。
And because of their labor, pay attention.
那些, 雖然沒有職位,但那些人在帶領,他們用什麼來帶領啊?
So they had no official title or position, so, but how did they lead?
他們用榜樣來帶領。
They led by example.
啊, 彼得前書是這樣吩咐我們,帶領的人是怎樣? 你要牧養你中間的群羊,照神的旨意,照顧他們,不是出於勉強,乃是出於甘心,不是因為貪財,乃是出於樂意,不是托付。
It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, to shepherd the flock which is among you, exercising oversight, not by necessity, but willingly, not for the base gain, but readily, not as lording it over your possession, but being models for the flock. So you pay attention, who are these? No position. They labor. What do they use to lead?
他不是說我是職位,
they don't say, well, because I am in this position, you must listen to me.
啊, 他在那裡用,
and they led by being an example.
啊, 誰要做大的, 就必作眾人的僕人。
So who wants to be the greatest needs to be the servant.
啊, 先派不是說過, 一本, 小冊子, 一個 A.J. Flack的弟兄, 這個, 傳道人, 啊, 是由英國去印度做傳道的。
So we spoke before previously about A.J. Flack. He was a pastor in England who went to on a missionary trip to India.
他是神給的恩賜,聖經教師。
The Lord gave him a gift to be a teacher.
Bible teacher.
A Bible teacher.
你知道, 英國人呢, 當時呢, 是統治印度的嘛, 是吧?
We know that India was a colony of England back then.
白人呢, 高高在上啊,
that you see someone who's British above.
他怎樣去得著印度人呢?
So how is this person able to gain these people from India?
他去那裡通坑渠啊。
So what did he do? He went there to clean the gutters.
我們中國, 我們回去, 我想環境還差過現在的中國, 我們回中國那些廁所, 我們都不敢, 閉氣啊,一啖氣沖出嚟。
That if you go back to China now, you wouldn't want to go into the some of the bathrooms right now. You hold your breath going into the bathroom.
但嗰陣時幾十年前嘅印度仲差過中國。
But India decades ago was much worse than it is now in China.
印度人都唔願意做嗰啲嘅工啊。
That this was something that people from India would not want to do is to clean those the gutters.
啊,
the sewers.
啊,吉塔,吉塔。OK,嗱 但係呢,佢身為一個白人嘅英國人,走去做,印度人都唔願意做。But
this A.J. Flack, he was a British, and he did what others would not, even people there would not want to do.
用佢嘅生命嚟得著,福音得著印度人。
And so he used his own life to gain the people of India.
好啦。 然之後呢,我講一次,其實這個不止,這個講大靈,用榜樣作大靈,你留心哪些人?
So we pay close attention to those who lead, they lead by example, so you can know who they are.
還有勸戒你們的。
And we also see those who admonish you.
你看看,由第十四節那裡說,我又勸弟兄們要警戒不守規矩的。
That you read closely in verse 14, but we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly.
警戒和勸戒是同一個字。This
word admonish and to...
是的,這兩個字是同一個字,中文不一樣的。
In Chinese it's a little bit different, but they use the same word in English, admonish.
誰去警戒呢? 是不是帶領呢? 他不是弟兄們, 所有弟兄都可以這樣做。
So who it is... That does the admonishing. Is it just the leading brethren? No, it says here, brethren, anyone.
我们现在活着等候主来，我要做呢啲嘅事情。
That when we live and we wait upon the Lord, that we ought to do these matters.
啊，但系咧好多人唔愿意做噶。
But a lot of people are not willing to do this.
好多有时候我见到啲事情，哎呀，唔好啦，等大领等佢讲啦，我唔好讲啦咁。
You might see something that that needs to be said, but you know, oh, I don't want to say it. Let the leading brethren go take care of that matter.
但聖經不是這樣說,
but that's not what the Bible tells us. It says all. It says brethren, all should do this.
但結果有些人,大部分人不肯做,
and we see that many are not willing to do this, but there are some who are.
那些就變成是什麼?
So what then of those who are willing to do that? They become the ones who are leading.
你要敬重中間勞苦的人,就是在主裡面帶領你們的,勸戒你們的嘛, 勸戒你們的,不是因為他有位置所以勸戒,眾人都可以去勸戒,但很多人不願意勸戒,結果有些人做壞人出來去勸戒。
But like it says there, those who labor among you, they lead among you, and they go and they admonish you. So many are not willing to, so they end up being the ones going out to admonish.
被人勸戒,不舒服的。
It doesn't feel nice to be admonished.
但神 怎樣吩咐我們被勸戒?有人來勸戒我們,我們應當如何呢?
But how are we to be to react when we are admonished?
神吩咐我們要勸戒,被勸戒叫你什麼? 用愛心格外尊重他們。
So what does it say for those who are to be admonished? We are to respect those who admonish us.
In love.
In love.
但是呢,這個功課實在要學習。
Indeed, this is a lesson that we must learn.
有人來勸戒我們,
if someone is to come and admonish us,
意思和我意見不同,
meaning that we have a difference in opinion,
但他按著聖經神的話來勸我們,
but they would admonish us through the Bible.
你要敬重他,
you are to regard them
用愛心來到格外愛他,
exceedingly in love.
但實際有時我們去勸戒人,有人生氣我們的,
but the fact of the matter is sometimes when we go admonish someone, they get upset, they're angry with us.
甚至乎不跟我們說話,
and to the point where we no longer speak.
但聖經不是這樣教導我們,
but that's not what scripture teaches us.
無怪乎很多人不想去勸戒, right?
And so that's why many people would not want to go and admonish another.
所以聖經吩咐我們,你們要彼此和睦。
And so therefore the Bible tells us that we need to be patient with one another.
有人來勸戒你是 不是这个人劝戒,
it was not this person who wanted to admonish you, but it was God through this person, person admonishing you.
有时有人跟我说,
And so I've heard someone say to me before, more than once, said, oh, you're not working now, Simon. You must have a lot of time. You must be at home just staring into each other's eyes, and how do you pass the time?
我俾人咁嘅印象啦，都係喺神面前認罪嘅，梗係我唔夠勞苦啊，都應該要勞苦啊，要勞苦多一啲啊。If
that's the impression that I'm giving to others, I ask for forgiveness for the Lord. I must labor a little bit more.
但係事情有兩面啊。But
of course, there's two sides to everything.
另一面咧，你哋要知道。
The other side says that you must know.
你要擘大眼睇。You
need to open your eyes to see.
你要identify一啲人。
You need to identify those people.
係嘛？ 我们需要知道,
we need to know.
这个是圣经,
this is what the Bible tells us.
一方面, 作带领的, 如何作带领?
On one hand, those who are leading, how are they to lead?
在教会里面如何能够, 同弟兄姊妹一同来到摆进神的旨意里面,
how we as the church are to enter into the will of God, to put ourselves forward.
還要警告那些不守規矩的人,哪些人不守規矩的人呢?
And to admonish the unruly, who are the unruly?
那些不守規矩的人不是我今天講到過了12點半,不守規矩這些不是啊?
Not those unruly who go past the time, today is already past
12:30. 因為呢,帖撒羅尼迦後書講到不守規矩的人,你不要跟他來往,那你不要跟他講到過了中,你不跟他來往,是吧?
But it says, do not associate with those who are unruly. So does it mean don't talk to me because I went over the time? So what does it mean to be ones who do not follow the rules?
如果看那個漁民,它是一個軍隊用詞來的。
If you look at that term, that word unruly, it's actually a military term.
意思就是說,如果我們一同建造的話,這個人呢, 他不要同你一同建造。
Meaning that if we are all going in one way or being built this way, they do not want to be built that way.
在以斯拉記,大家一同建造,這個人他不要一同建造。
All are going one way to go rebuild, according to Ezra, we're all going to rebuild the temple. This one did not go to rebuild.
我们一同要建造,这个人在那里拆毁,这个是不守规矩。
That we are all here to build, but yet there's one who is trying to tear down.
在教会里面,是什么意思?
So what does that mean within the church?
我们需要同心建造。
That we need to be in unity to rebuild.
如果我们不按着主的意思一同来建造的时候呢，这个不守规矩。
That if we're not building according to the will of God, then we are unruly.
更甚乎呢，大家是守规矩，这个人是拆墙的，我们是建墙在一个拆墙的，这个问题更加大。
That even worse, that if everyone is trying to build, but one is trying to tear down, then this becomes a problem.
勉励灰心的人。
We are to comfort the faint-hearted.
扶助軟弱的人,
sustain the weak.
不是,这个人叫人灰心之后更灰心,绝望之后更绝望。
That this person is causing others to be faint-hearted and even more faint-hearted.
讲的话之后叫人软弱之后,那些人软弱,你叫他更加软弱。
That there are those who are already weak, you're causing them to be even more weak.
这些是不守规矩的人。
That these are the ones who are unruly.
在以斯拉记,哪些人不守规矩?
In Ezra, who were the ones that were unruly?
你读到后面的时候,
if you read to the end,
你就发觉有一些人去娶异族的妻子,
that you saw that there were ones who intermarried with foreigners.
那些作首领的,首先在神面前, 哭泣悔改, 这些是作首领。
That there were those who were leaders, they wept.
为教会常哀哭。
That they wept often for the church. That they prayed often for the weakness of the church.
结果呢,将这个灵呢,吩咐大家要去除这个异族的妻子和子女。
And so what happened at the end, they said, we must discard or cast away all the intermarriages.
这个就是劝戒人了。
And this is admonishing.
劝戒不守规矩的人,
admonishing those who are unruly.
但当时的人有没有生气这些领袖呢?
And for those people in Israel, did they get angry at those leaders?
他们认罪悔改。
They confessed and they repented.
真是 按着神的旨意将这个妻外族的妻儿子女离开。
And they, according to the will of God, they cast away all those, the children and the wives from the intermarriages.
今天我们遇到不守规矩的人。
Today, if we are to meet someone who is unruly, really,
圣经教导我们呢不要跟他要远离这些人。
The Bible tells us that we should do not associate with them.
当阵时的日子呢这些是妻子是儿女神的旨意紧要还是我跟他的感情紧要。
And in the book of Ezra, in the time of Ezra, it was the family, it was the wives, it was the children. So who's, what relationship is more important, the relationship with God or the relationship with your wife and children?
有个不守规矩的人，但跟我很好朋友，常常跟我吃饭，跟我很啱 key， 很啱嘢讲的，你要选择哪样嘢？
Well, you can say, well, I'm very, very friends with this person. We spend a lot of time together. We are very close friends. You're asking me to choose?
Can we only
speak to here today? So we spoke on the will of God. The general will of God. Individual will of God.
无论如何，呢所有嘅旨意叫我有学习嚟到进入基督嘅里边。
That no matter what, which aspect of the will of God, that we may enter into the will of God.
系啦，唔单止叫我哋明白，叫我哋遵行神嘅旨意。
That only, not only do we know and understand, but we must do the will of God.
进入神嘅旨意，唔单止系知道。并且要付上我们的代价。
That to enter into the will of God is not simply just knowing the will of God, but paying a price and doing the will of God.
那是大家的拣选的问题。
And that is a choice for people.
神原来呢不是要得着地，而是得着我们这个的人。
That we know that God is not after the temple, God is after man.
神怎么将这些所有的旨意告诉我们呢？原来是叫我们好好进入。
So why does God reveal His will to us? It's so that we can enter into His will.
我们如何学习在教会的里面，你擘大眼睇。
How do we learn within the church? We need to open our eyes to see.
原来人人都可以作领袖，这个的领袖呢，原来就是活出作榜样的，就是作带领的。
We can all be leaders. You lead by example.
为主应当劳苦。
That we should labor for the Lord.
被劝，我哋应当睇见，我都应该嚟去劝戒，叫人人守主嘅规矩。
And that if we see something unruly, we should admonish that we all would be ones who follow the Lord's rules.
唔系人情。
It's not about being
friendship.
It's not about friendship.
那系你尊重主要多过尊重人。
That you must respect, fear the Lord more than you fear man.
并且。被劝戒的也都应当以爱心相待。
And for the ones who are being admonished, that you should regard that with love.
叫我们在教会当中被建造。
And so that we may be built up in the church.
我再讲圣经里面所讲的这些人不是一定是，我不是讲全部不是，不一定是有职位的人。
So I'm not saying not all of them, some of them may, but They may not all have a position.
So you, 需要擘大你的眼睛看。
So you need to open your eyes up to see, to
know. 甚至乎你自己都可以在那里来到被主建立成为教会里面带领的。
Perhaps you too shall be one who will be built up to be a leader.
但是你必须首先作众人的仆人。
But you first must be a servant of all.
哪个愿意为首的就作最小的一个。
Who wants to be the great? Who among you wants to be the greatest? Must first be a servant of all.
好嘛，我哋今日到呢度。Michael 带我祷告，我同你翻。
Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for your words.
父神，我哋何等感恩你俾我哋嘅话。
Lord, may we really be ones who seek after your will.
愿意，我哋都系。寻求主旨意的人。
And Lord, may you reveal your will to us.
愿主将你自己的旨意向我们来开启。
And Lord, may we know your will and may we do your will.
愿意我们不单止认识你的旨意，并且行你的旨意。
And Lord, we know that we are ones who are rebellious.
主，我真係知道我哋都係仆役嘅人。
And we want to go our own ways.
我哋都願意按自走自己嘅道路。
Lord, but may you change our hearts.
主啊，願意你開我哋嘅心。
To really be ones who seek after your will and to do your will.
叫我哋真係願意你要尋求你嘅旨意，並且遵行你嘅旨意。
Lord, that your house may be built.
叫你自己嘅居所嚟到被建立。
Lord, may we ask that you help us.
願意主嚟幫助我哋眾人。
Because we know it's not by might or by power, but by your spirit, Lord.
我哋十分曉得，唔係靠能力，主要都唔係靠才能，乃係靠主嘅能力方能成事。
And so we just ask for your kindness.
願意主自己嘅恩典。
And we want to give you all the glory and honor.
願意將榮耀重讚歸俾我主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
禱告奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.